Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
This is Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning at this time, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about what's happening in state politics. Today, we're going to focus on a prominent Michigan Republican with a last name that begins with S, who's been in the news a lot lately. I'm not talking about Governor Snyder. I'm talking about State Attorney General Bill Schuette. Jack, let's start with the criminal investigation into the Flint water crisis. Bill Schuette and the private attorney he's hired to lead that investigation have announced that Governor Snyder is not turning over all the documents they've asked for. For his part, Snyder's office says they've handed over thousands of pages already. How much of this is about the documents, and how much is about a division between Schuette and Snyder?
Well, certainly both things exist, and I don't think any of us are really competent to judge the nature of the criminal investigation. It's certainly probably right and proper that the Attorney General look into these things in terms of Flint and whether anything was done wrong. And as most people know, the taxpayers are paying. Some people raise their eyebrows for Governor Snyder to have his own attorneys, both civil and criminal, to protect him from liability. But there's clearly a political division, too. And the heart of the matter is this. Schuette very badly wants to run for governor. No secret about that. But because of the Flint scandal, it's going to be very tough for any Republican 2 years from now. So Schuette's best hope is to separate himself in the public mind from Governor Snyder.
Sticking with the Flint investigation, the price tag for Schuette's investigation just went up, way up. The initial budget had been $1.5 million. Now a preliminary budget of $4.9 million total has been approved. Is that simply the cost of doing business to get answers in an important case? Or is that money that could be better spent, say, in Flint?
I think this is a only time will tell situation, but it's sort of apples and oranges. Certainly, Flint needs lots of money to cope with the crisis. But what people might be wondering about is there are a lot, you know, between 200 and 300, I think, assistant attorneys general, lawyers who work in Schuette's office, and you might wonder why they're not forming a task force out of those folks. It seems to be being done separately, and I think it's too early to tell whether it's going to be worth it or not. Right now, there is not a lot to show for this investigation.
Jack, you've been critical of Bill Schuette over the years. In a column last fall, you called him one of the, quote, most nakedly ambitious politicians I've ever seen, unquote. But Schuette's proven to be very electable. He's served in Congress, been a state senator, a judge. What are his strengths, both as an attorney general and when it comes to appealing to Michigan voters?
Well, he did make one mistake once. He challenged Senator Carl Levin. He was a congressman and ran against U.S. Senator Carl Levin in what was otherwise a Republican year. The Republicans defeated an incumbent Democratic governor, but Schuette got killed. And he sort of had to start over again from that basis. What he's done is he's attempted to appeal to sort of the far-right faction of the Republican Party, the sort of religious and cultural conservatives. He sort of abandoned that line and sort of become more moderate and is sort of focusing now on Flint. So we'll just have to see how this all plays out.
Jack, it's very common for state attorneys general in the U.S. to have ambitions to become governor. And as you mentioned, Rick Snyder's facing a term limit here. So it seems like Schuette could be primed to run in 2018 if he chooses to do so. Anybody else we should be keeping an eye on as possible candidates?
You know, we actually got spoiled in Michigan because for 37 years we had an attorney general who had no desire whatsoever to be governor. The three since then have spent all their time running for governor, and I think the office has suffered as a result. A lot of establishment Republicans were really there a little leery of Schuette, and their candidate was Candace Miller, but she apparently isn't interested in running. Her husband has some health issues, and she's leaving Congress to run for Macomb County job. So I think Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is interested. I'm sure that Governor Snyder would support him. But again, this primary is still 2 years away. It's a little early to say, but right now, certainly, Schuette would be the front runner for the Republican nomination.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan politics.